God has laid on your heart, please. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's a pleasure to be in the house of God, surrounded by fellow believers tonight.
Yes.
I'd like to focus on faithful stewardship. In 1 Corinthians 4:1, it says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful." Stewardship comes in many forms and in many different areas. Stewardship with our money, with our time, with our opportunities to witness for Christ. And I'd like to look at several of those different areas. We have much opportunity. And stewardship is pretty much a proper use. A good stewardship is pretty much a proper use of your opportunities.
Yeah.
Titus 1:7 says, "For a bishop must be blameless, as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." Are we striving to be a faithful steward of God in this area? It doesn't just apply to bishops. It says bishops here, but it applies to all of us.
Right.
Bishops are supposed to be the example to the rest of us.
Amen. Yeah, yeah.
And if it's what God wants in a bishop, it's what he wants in all of
right.
us.
Amen.
1 Peter 4:10 says, "But every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. To God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen."
Are we being good stewards of the manifold grace of God that we have received? We receive very good messages every Sunday from this pulpit. And there's many people that we know who would love to be here. And they are striving to come here. But do we make good use of what we have?
Come on.
There's many people in other countries who cannot meet together without being persecuted and hunted for their life. And they would love to be able to be here and listen to the Word of God every Sunday. When we speak, do we speak as the oracles of God? Do we try to lift one another up and encourage one another in the way of righteousness? Or do we backbite? Do we devour one another? When we minister, do we do it as the ability which God giveth? Do we do it in a God-honoring, God-glorifying way? When we reach out to someone, trying to help a new family or someone who's new in the faith, are we reaching out trying to help the true spiritual need? Are they truly looking out for their best interest in eternity and trying to help their soul go further towards the kingdom? Or are we looking for sympathetic ear, so we can tell all of our woes? It's important. If we are just looking for someone who we can tell all our problems to and have our little buddy, then we're only damaging their soul.
Yeah,
and damaging
right.
our own soul.
Right.
If everyone here, look at everyone else here, as a ministry, I think it would really help things.
Good, man.
If you look at each other as a ministry, not just, well, we can get out of it. If I look at Brother Philip as a ministry, then I'm going to be doing all I can to help him conform to Christ. And if he looks at me as a ministry, then he's going to be doing all he can to help me grow up in Christ. And if he steps on my toe or does something that I don't appreciate, it's not going to bother me.
Right.
If it's doctrinally wrong, then I'll confront him because if doctrinally wrong, it's damaging for a soul.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not doctrinally wrong, I don't care.
That's right.
When God entrusts us with a seeking soul coming to this church, He's giving us a great opportunity.
Yes, right, right.
Are we being good stewards of the opportunities we have here? We have many seeking souls and here. We have many souls. And if we are not striving to lift one another up and encourage one another in the Lord, we're being very bad stewards.
Right.
And we will have bloody hands on Judgment Day. Luke 12:16 says, "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast abided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and not rich toward God." This is another area where stewardship, proper stewardship, is very important. We see that God gave this man a lot of opportunity. A lot of opportunity to invest in his kingdom with his riches. The best investment known to man, investing in charity works and using your riches for to further God's kingdom. And he wasted it. You know, we are very rich compared to many people in this world.
Yeah.
A lot of people would look at us and just think we're very, very rich. They live in little hovels and sleep on the ground, or they're being hunted for their lives. Are we making good use of our opportunities? Are we tight with our money when it comes to serving the Lord? Think of the rich man Lazarus. God gave that rich man a lot of opportunity.
Yes.
And wasted it.
Yes.
God has given us the opportunity to make a great investment in His kingdom by what He's given us. If we are not, we need to be frugal, but not hoarding it to ourselves, we can make a great investment in this kingdom. Luke 19:11 says, And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said therefore, A certain nobleman went to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thy good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities. Another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because I am an austere man, that takest up that layest not down, or reapest that didst not sow. And said unto him, Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, or reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, but then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that in my coming I might have required my own with usury. And said unto him, Then that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to them that hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that unto every one that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath, shall be taken away from him. In Luke 16:10 he says, He is faithful, and out his least, is faithful also in much. And he is unjust in the least, is unjust also in much. If we can't be faithful in the responsibilities and duties God has given us here on earth, if we can't take out the trash without grumbling, if we can't wash the dishes without having a bad attitude, how do we expect God to give us? How do we expect to be one of the ones reigning with Christ? How do we expect to be glorified with Christ?
Come on, man. Good.
If we can't be a faithful member in the church, how do you expect to be a faithful member in heaven?
Amen.
If we can't put God's things first now, then why do you think it'll all of a sudden change when we die? Matthew 21:33 says, hear another parable. There was a certain household which planted a vineyard, and hedged it round about, and digged a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went to a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, there are remnants, my son. But when the husband saw the son, they said unto him, among themselves, this is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which will render him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the Scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same as come the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on the stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever shall fall, it will grind into powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, they took him for a prophet. Jesus gave these chief priests and Pharisees an opportunity to repent. We have an opportunity to make sure we're right with the Lord. What are we doing with it?
Come on.
Are we going to say we're going to wait for a later time? Or like may say, oh God, and I have wrong with this thing going. Or I'm a good man, I've never killed no one. There's a lot more to it than that.
Right.
What kind of steward are you being with your opportunities right now? Tonight, I've talked about faithful stewardship in several different areas. Money, time, opportunities to witness, what we say, our opportunities to lift one another up or tear one another down, being good steward with our tongue, and opportunities to make sure you're right with the Lord before it's too late. Hope you've been listening, because this is what's going to determine your eternity.
Yep.
Tonight we'll hear a lot of preaching from the brothers. You'll have the opportunity to either just enjoy the fellowship and the Bible games and the food and listen to the preaching, or you'll have the opportunity to soak it in and grow by it.
Amen.
Hope you'll be a good steward.
Amen.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Titus.